They'll be on a Saturday night headliners, The Killers, Smile Like You Mean It. Before they've had a bit of the Prodigy and Wells on Fire to wake you up this afternoon. Josh Beverly here with the Festival Challenge till 5 p.m, 33 days until the gates open to this year's Isle of Wight Festival. And it's my absolute pleasure to welcome on the show, on the other end of the phone, Ali from Kids in Glass Houses. Good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon, how are you?
I'm very, very good, thanks. How about yourself?
Yeah, brilliant, thank you.
What's the weather like where you are? Is it sunny at all?
It's been raining. It's peeking through, but it's going to rain more.
I think that's what it's like at the moment. See, it was funny. I was walking to the studio earlier, and I thought, oh, it's nice and sunny, and the sunglasses were literally blowing in my face. It was not pleasant.
Yeah, it's not the best.
Hope it sort of brightens up a bit and we don't have a windy festival season.
Fingers crossed.
So, firstly, you're in Kids in Glass Houses, that's right, isn't it?
That's correct.
That's good, I have got the right number. A few questions about the band. How long have you been together as Kids in Glass Houses?
Like, the first show I ever played in this band was 10 years ago, so I was, like, 17. But it was just kind of a bit of a joke at that time, and I was just doing it while I was in school. So, like, all the band members in the band have been in it for, like, I guess 6 years now.
Wow, this is...
It's quite a while.
And it's all kind of quite taken off for you, hasn't it?
Yeah, we've had a good few years. Like, we can't really complain. We've managed to travel the world and, played, like, bigger shows than we ever dreamed of, and all the festivals you kind of aspire to and you're kind of in awe of when you're a kid. And we've managed to pretty much tick all of our dream boxes, which has been an amazing privilege, really.
Definitely. It's like a dream job, isn't it, kind of thing?
Yeah, I mean, you can't, even when things are bad, you can't even sort of conceive just how good things are to be able to do this. So it's, it is a very lucky job to have.
Definitely. And you're heading to the Isle of Wight Festival this year. You've never played before, have you?
Nope.
No,
never been.
Good, I did get that one right then. And are you looking forward to jumping on the ferry and creating an atmosphere in the Big Top then?
Yeah, I mean, it's... obviously such a massive festival, and we're just really, really excited. It's the first big festival we're doing this year, so it's a lot of pressure to get people amped up for the day, but
you can do it.
I'm excited about it. We can do it.
That's it. And I'm aware you've done some fairly big festivals before, so I think you did V a few years ago, didn't you? You did quite a few last year, Hard Rock Calling, Download, etc. But what's it like to sort of be on the Isle of Wight Festival lineup, which has obviously had Jimi Hendrix back in 1970, and then others like Bon Jovi and all the heritage with it as well?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, we never really expected to be asked to play. It was always kind of something we thought was sort of reserved for bands in the sort of higher echelons of, like, rock history. But, it's, like I said, an amazing, amazing offer for us to get through. And, it's, like, when we spoke to our label about it, they were just, like, they're, like, six-year-old rockers, and they were just, like, of all the festivals that they've been to, and, 40 years ago in the festivals, this is the one they still bother going to and the one they still enjoy. So that kind of says enough, I think. If you can dedicate yourself to one festival for 40 years and still want to go, that's praise indeed, I think.
Well, I said it is an iconic event, and obviously you're playing in the Big Top. What can we expect from your set? So I think I read you're working on a new album, is that right?
Yeah, we just had the last mixes through 5 minutes before I come on the phone, so
oh, bloody.
That's pretty much ready to go now. But yeah, it's just going to be a mixture of, like, all, like, our last three albums, and then maybe one or two new songs. And, just test the water with them, I guess.
Definitely. And I think I saw on YouTube you did a Christmas show last year and a cover, Bruno Mars, Locked Out of Heaven.
We did, yes.
And that was better than the original, I have to say. But
well, thank you.
can you play that at the Isle of Wight Festival, do you think? Just for me? Because I think it was
just
a great
for you.
Show.
I mean, would it go down well? I don't know.
I think it will.
We'll give it a try. We've got a festival coming up this month in Leeds, so we'll use that as, like, a dry run. And if they take it, we'll do it. It's a bold move, though.
Well, that's it. Isle of Wight's one of those festivals that kind of offers for everyone, so I think you get away with it. I think if Download, you started playing Bruno Mars, I don't know, would they react
to it?
Well,
if we do and it comes off, then you're a hero.
Okay.
We'll buy you a pint or whatever, a bag of candy floss.
Okay.
And if it fails, we'll come and will throw you in the sea.
That sounds like it's right next to a river, actually. I don't know if I should drop that one in.
Fresh water, that's probably a bit better for you.
Okay, then.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Okay, that's a deal that we've just chickened on, then.
So
are you playing any other festivals this summer? I mean, I think I read you're playing quite a few, aren't you?
We're doing, like, a bunch of sort of smaller ones. Silo White's obviously huge, but we're doing something called Slam Dunk, which is sort of more of a punk-orientated thing, which is in Leeds, Hatfield, and Wolverhampton. I'm so bad at this. I hope, I don't know. We are playing festivals. I don't know what they're called or when they are, but I'm excited about them.
Yeah, I can't remember off the top of my head. I'll be honest, I did look through it all, but I can't remember at the moment.
I leave it to the guitarist. He tells me where to be, and then I just go and have fun.
And your sets... Yeah, sorry for that. Your sets seem quite full of energy, don't they? I've never been to a Kids in Glass Houses gig, so this will be my first, but how do you kind of warm up for the shows and get that adrenaline rush?
I don't know, really. We all just kind of... We kind of sit around preserving ourselves beforehand. Like, there's no real routine in our band. Maybe like a cheeky vodka or something for a bit of Dutch courage. But yeah, I just do my vocal warm-ups and then kind of save it all for stage and then unleash it upon an unsuspecting crowd.
Wow. And what future plans have you actually got for the band? I mean, more gigging, more music, can we expect all that from you?
Yeah, I mean, we've had the last 9 months have been a bit maybe scratching the walls, basically. We're kind of raging to go out. So yeah, we've got the album, which is done. That's going to be out sort of just after the summer festivals are done. There'll be a single coming out off that in I think it's 3 weeks time, which we're all really looking forward to doing. And then yeah, just loads of shows until we can't play, our fingers are bleeding and our throats are destroyed, basically.
Definitely. Now, slowly winding down, if you personally, this is a question like maybe aimed at you, if you could collaborate with anyone, dead or alive, who do you think it would be?
Prince.
He's legendary.
Easily. He's just he kind of embodies music, I think. He's just an entity. He's unbelievable.
Definitely, and thank you very much for your time this afternoon. It has actually been it's been a real pleasure, so thank you very much for coming on the show.
Thank you very much for having us.
Do you want to do a little plug of the set of the festival, sort of just like, hello, I'm Alid from Kids in Glass Houses, and we'll catch you at the Isle of Wight Festival, something that's short and snappy like that?
Yeah.
Whenever you're ready.
Hello, this is Alid from Kids in Glass Houses, and you can catch us at this year's Isle of Wight Festival.
That's brilliant, thank you very much.
No problem.
And we're going to play you out to Give Me What I Want. Is that a good choice of a song to play
That's
out to?
That's a goodie, yeah.
Good. I always get worried with bands like you, because I did the Maccabees a few weeks ago and I didn't know what to play out to. I'm thinking, am I going to choose a song that they really hate and play out to it? But
did they hate it?
No, they liked it, luckily.
There you go.
At least I know I'm not going to end up in a river. So, we'll have to see on that one.
We'll see. It's either a beer or, a cold swim.
Okay then, well thank you very much for your time.
All right.
We'll see you next month at the Isle of Wight Festival. Have a great weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you, bye-bye.